to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this 15th day of January 2007. It is a Monday. We are live from the studios of RBN. And just to demonstrate to people out there that this is not just a fluke, this isn't something that's just arbitrarily happening to some individual through oversight or overzealousness of certain federal prosecutors, I have with me Hank Getz online. Are you there, Hank?
I'm here, John. It's Goltz.
Goltz. You know, I do that all the time, and every time I do that, I have to put an L in between the E and the TZ. Hank, my apologies. Hank, you were at the Dick Simkanin trial in Fort Worth, Texas, as well as myself. Joe Bannister was there, Bob Schultz. This was a big deal here, but we saw Dick Simkanin absolutely gets slam dunked by a federal judge over the issue of taxes. Mm-hmm. And I've got Ed Brown on the line with me from New Hampshire right now, and they're trying to slam dunk the guy the same way.
Yeah, I've been reading about it, John.
Well, I've got Ed Brown on the line. Ed, are you there?
Well, actually, Ed's on the other phone. You still got Mike, John.
Okay, I've got Mike Avery. He is legal defense here for Ed Brown. Michael has heard of this case. Ed has not, but...
I've read most of the paperwork for the Dick Simkanin trial.
Eerie similarities, is there not, gentlemen?
Yes, it is. It, basically, they just turn the defense off. They won't let you put on a defense at all.
And... who was the gentleman, Mr. Goltz, who was the gentleman up there with the 861 argument that they now have locked up in jail?
That was Larkin Rose.
Yeah, Larkin Rose. I could not think of his name. Well, they're doing it to everybody. They've got Larkin in jail. They've tried to go after Joe Bannister, but what they couldn't touch him.
Right.
We've had another gentleman out of Las Vegas.
Irwin Schiff.
Irwin Schiff is in jail. Basically, they handed down a death sentence to this guy. He got 15 years. I don't think under present circumstances this guy is going to last another 3-4 years in prison. Gentlemen, what do we need to do to draw attention to this and put a stop to this immediately?
Well, everybody needs to get involved, really. That's the decision the Browns made, is that they were going to make a stand. They weren't going to just knuckle under and let the court push them around. So they came up with every legal argument they could think of, and they tried to present it. The court would not allow it. So it's pretty much limited now to the court of public opinion. We need shows like yours to get the word out, get the message out to people that they need to get involved whenever anyone in their own community is suffering this indignity. They need to go down and go to the courthouse, sit through the trial, see for themselves what's actually going on.
Now, Hank, this trial was, gosh, that was almost, what, 3 years ago now, wasn't it?
You talking about the Larkin Rose trial?
No, I'm talking about Dick Simkanin.
Yeah, Simkanin, that was almost 3 years, yes. And he's still in, and Larkin is out now, actually. He was in for 1 year, and now his wife, Tessa, is in for, I think, 30 days. She just went into jail. And I'll tell you that, ironically, the court in San Antonio here issued a summary judgment against me and denied everything that I proposed. And now they want to kick me out of my house and take everything they can. So, yeah, it's pretty.
I'm sorry, Hank, do we still have you?
Did you hear what I said?
No, I'll tell you what, you're breaking up a little bit. Let me go to this break, and if you would, Michael, hang on also. We'll return right after this break, folks. This is pandemic. This is going all around the country. Gee, just when America, freedom to fascism, is starting to make headway, they're trying to chop our legs off. We'll be right back.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bed Fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. I'm going to bring one more person into this mix, and it's not to confuse anybody because we're all on the same page here. I've got Michael Avery right now talking to us from New Hampshire. What city am I talking to you in, Michael?
Plainfield.
Plainfield?
Yep.
Okay. I've got Desi Andrews online from Austin, Texas, and also Hank Goltz from San Antonio. Desi, are you with us?
John?
Yes, Desi, go ahead.
Well, you have to understand the makeup of the federal court, number one. You can't go in with the Constitution, and you can't go in with your constitutional rights, because they presume that you are a citizen of the United States, and when you are, you have only civil rights. And they changed all these courts to Title 42 courts in 1948 was the final blow, and they made all of these federal courts into Title 42 courts, and that's where they sit. So people go in as U.S. citizens, as taxpayers, and no matter what you say, it's still presumed that that's where you are, because they can only hear offenses against a statute. Offense against the law is what they're there for.
Okay. And
but Desi, I understand what you're saying, but we did not ask to go in this court. We were dragged into this court in chains.
No.
From day one, we've contested jurisdiction, and we've asked them to prove it, and the judge has refused to prove jurisdiction over us. You're 100% correct in what you just said, but we have never said that we were U.S. citizens. We've said we were New Hampshire citizens, and the court does not apply to us at all. And they refuse to even listen to that.
Oh, I understand they refuse to listen to it because they can't hear anything but U.S. citizens in their courts. And they're just going to go ahead and with their blinders on and do whatever they have to do. The judge that's sitting on that bench has filed a Form 61. He is a taxpayer. He's more afraid of the IRS than the Browns are that are being tried.
We turned in a motion last Friday morning when we didn't show up on a conflict of interest and a lack of impartiality for that very reason, because all federal judges are now paid from the tax revenues. And from the information we have, it's greater than 41% of their salary. So theoretically, if the court or the judge was to double the tax revenue coming in, then theoretically his paycheck would also increase. And that's a tremendous conflict of interest and a complete lack of impartiality.
Well, not only is it a complete conflict of interest, but the very fact that these are Title 42 courts, and Title 42 being, what is it, general welfare? Is that what it is?
Right, it's a statutory court.
Yeah, it's absolutely statutory and can't hear anything else.
Right.
And they say that if you take a benefit from, I mean, the court cases have said, that if you take a benefit from the United States, that you don't have any remedy in their courts, and they mean it, and that's what you're experiencing.
I agree with that.
And
of course, if you're locked into some type of a contract because you're taking benefits such as Social Security or what have you, you're 100% correct. But these folks are not taking Social Security, and we also put in a motion during the pretrial stages asking for any contract that liability that they might have under discovery. The judge refused to grant that motion. He will not even let us know if there's a contract somewhere hidden in the bushes that ties these folks in that way. So,
Ed Desi, and do you know who this judge is, this Stephen McCullough? If you remember Christine McCullough, the one that died in one of the shuttle missions?
Oh, yeah.
This is a pretty high-profile individual himself.
For her husband.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. They're all the same, and they're there for one thing, and that is to generate revenue and to punish. And it doesn't matter. You know, there are no crimes anymore. There are no crimes that are cognizable in these courts.
Only offenses.
Yes, only offenses, and it's an offense against the statute. I had a conversation with an attorney a couple of weeks ago about one of my friends, and she said, "Do you think she's guilty?" And I said, "Absolutely not. She didn't do harm to anyone." And they said, "You don't." One of the criteria the Supreme Court has said, in order to there to be a crime, there has to be an injured party.
Exactly.
And in the 42 courts, there doesn't have to be an injured party there.
We asked that exact same question, not only in pretrial motions but in court. We asked who was the plaintiff, and they laughed at us. And we said, "Well, it says up here, United States of America versus the Browns."
Right.
Who is that exactly? They wouldn't answer. Whenever the judge or the U.S. attorney mentions anything, they say the United States, which, of course, is the corporation in Washington, D.C.,
exactly.
A completely different entity. So then we switched terms, and we started asking for the damaged party. Is there a damaged party here? The judge will not even let us ask that question.
No, you can't ask for a damaged party. And I mean, what they do is they just ignore and they keep you, hold you there by force.
If there's not a damaged party, by definition, there can't be a crime.
No.
If nobody's wallet was stolen, there was no robbery.
Desi, I have Hank Goetz online from San Antonio, and evidently he's on a full court press by the federales, the same way that Mr. Brown is, the same way that Mr. Simkanin was, the same way that Larkin Rose was, the same way that Bob Schultz was, the same way that Joe Bannister and a host of other people out there.
No, John, actually they're coming against Hank civilly. They're not coming against him criminally at this time. And the reason that they're coming against him civilly is because he was foolish enough or stand up enough to put himself down as a county chairman for We the People.
Hank, are you still online with us?
Yes, John, I'm still here.
Okay, and Hank, where do you go from at this point? I'm juggling a couple of different cases here, but what are you going to do from here on?
Well, I still have an opportunity to appeal. All the things that Desi's talking about are true. The problem is that we should not even go into the courts, but we go into the courts under duress. And so I still have appeal. I can possibly do something in the area of bankruptcy. So there are some options, but I've got to do things pretty quickly here because there's time left.
I understand.
John, let me jump in for just a second, because what he said is 100% true. All of the people keep going in on subject matter jurisdiction and all of that, and most of the courts do have subject matter jurisdiction. A federal court has subject matter jurisdiction to hear federal crimes or federal law violations. However, the disconnect is on personal jurisdiction, and there's only two ways a court can get personal jurisdiction. One is by the consent of the parties. They agree to go into court to settle the dispute, and the other is by force. And exactly what we have done is we went in there on consent initially on a special appearance to try to resolve this. When we learned the game was false and that they were not going to play fair, then we removed our consent and we've come out of court now, and now we're facing the threat of force to get us back in.
All right. At this point, and Hank, I thank you, my friend, for spending a few minutes. I know I blindsided you. This was a cold call that just went into you this afternoon. But I will be speaking with you in the future. Anything that we can do to help you in your case down there in San Antonio, we'll avail ourselves any time, any place to give you guys a hand, because this is all interconnected. And it doesn't matter what state that you're in. I don't care if you're in New Hampshire. I don't care if you're in Texas. I don't care if you're in New York. Wherever you're at, this is federally done. The judges have their marching orders. They're being told what they can hear, what they can hear. They've been given a blueprint. Hank, thank you for your time, sir, and I'll be talking with you real soon.
Hey, thank you, John.
All right, appreciate it very much. Desi and Michael, look, guys, we know what the problem here is. And under duress, I think you mentioned that term, Michael, we are told that we have got to show up. We're accused of being tax evaders. We're accused of being rabble-rousers. You name the litany of names we've been called by the IRS and the federal government itself over this issue of the income tax. What are we to do if we get a summons from some court someplace? What are we to do? To ignore it? To walk into court? What are we supposed to do?
Let me answer that. Ed Brown's back on the line, John.
Hi, Ed.
How you doing?
Good.
Let me answer that, okay? You guys started something. Thanks to Rick Stanley and Fred Smart, Fred Spellier and Russo, and now I'm sure you are too, John. This thing is going worldwide, gentlemen, right from this little situation here right now. And it is really starting to take off and escalate internationally. Of what we had mentioned earlier. This is a thing that you have got to start doing in your own state now. Ignore the courts. Refuse the courts. Do you know when you have a problem, you get called in? It's so wrong. It's so unbelievably wrong. You don't even belong in there. Stay out of them. 51% of the prisons, of course, are political. I think in the next few days, as this thing escalates even more and more, and we are preparing for the worst here, like they did at Waco, because we do understand it, because we will not comply to their laws, we now realize that if you continue the resistance publicly, it's going to cause them so much damage, they're going to have to do something about it in Congress. If you just keep talking about it, it's over, gentlemen. And I mean, this country's over permanently.
Well, let me throw a little caveat in there,
sure.
Ed, because information is what the American people have not gotten through the controlled medias.
Correct.
Cases like yours are never handled in the white paper fashion when you hit national news.
Absolutely.
You're demonized. I don't have to tell you the process. You already know it.
Sure do.
Now, in your case, now you've already made, and I don't know if I would have been that magnanimous, you've already made the offer to the court to pay $625,000 to make these people go bye-bye and disappear.
That's correct.
But evidently they're not interested in that. They're
no.
interested in drawing you into court, slam dunking this, and getting their conviction.
That's correct.
All right. What are you doing right now? How are you taking this nationally? What are you doing? I'm sorry.
You are.
No. Okay. Well, is there a game plan here? Is there anything that you guys are putting together as far as getting the word out even more?
Fred Smart started at Aaron Russo's, one of Aaron Russo's point men.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was picked up by Rick Stanley out of Colorado, secondly. And if you go onto the internet, you're going to start to see it. It's already exploding.
All right. Everybody hang on. I've got to take this break. Desi, hang on. Russ and Phil in Texas and Florida, also take your calls. We'll do that right after a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Jurisdiction, you will comply or you will die. I've got with me online Michael Avery. I have Ed Brown. Michael's off the line. I've got Desi Andrews down here in Austin, Texas. The Dixon Cannon trial, there's no appeal on this because they turned the appeal down. And what they said was, well, you have nothing to appeal because everything that you guys submitted in the first go-around, all your briefs, everything that you've submitted in the first court proceedings, there's nothing new here, so the guy doesn't deserve appeal. This is not justice. When you don't even have appeal, they deny an appeal. I think that's pretty much saying when they show up, you don't go with them.
Well, if they show up, the marshals show up, I don't think that's an option, John. They have those little red spots on your forehead, and they have the cuff.
Well, and Desi, they have done that to you in the past, have they not?
Well,
yeah. Well, okay, Ed?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you guys are on the homestead right now.
Yes, sir.
You've heard from the Attorney General. they basically said that you're going to have to go through this trial, be found guilty, and suffer the consequence. You've already made the offer to pay them their $625,000.
Right.
That money that they don't have coming, but in order to make them go away and drop this case, but they're not going to do it. What is your next step?
I guess we've got to do what the law says to do.
What law?
Lethal force doctrine to protect property against any invasion from any quarter. Federal government is an outside entity, so I guess that's what they're forcing us to do. If they're not going to obey the law in the courtroom, if the police, the marshals or the police aren't going to obey the law, then what am I supposed to do?
Well,
I got all these tomatoes and potatoes piled up all around my front door here, and I guess I'm going to have to start throwing them at them when I see them.
Well, Ed, the in their opinion, they are obeying the law in the courtroom.
Well, I'm not interested in their opinion. I'm only interested in the fact of law.
Don't blame you.
Okay.
But when they're proceeding in vindication of civil rights.
I don't believe in the whole civil rights of that 14th Amendment either, so I don't care about that. I only believe in the Ten Commandments. That's my law.
Well, I totally agree. Have you tried an emergency redress of grievance to Congress?
There's no time for that. They're talking in the next 24, 48 hours.
That they're going to do what? Take your house?
Take my house? No. How about take my life? Well, that's them now, right now calling back on the other phone for a conference call. I'm not going to go on. I'm going to stay with you guys here. Let my legal advisor take the call with them.
Okay.
But I'll let you know what they're saying as they come to...
I missed the first part of this. So you're holed up in your house and not going
to... hold up.
Well, excuse me.
We can't leave.
And you're not going to court. Is that correct?
I'm here. I'm sorry, ma'am.
And you're not going to court. Is that correct? I missed the first part of the show.
How can I go to court? We got an unlawful court. Go on, tell her.
I understand that. I was just trying to get the facts straight.
Well, and to bring you up to speed here, Desi, I'm sorry you didn't hear the first part of the program, but to bring you up to speed, they were already in court. Mr. Brown and his wife decided not to go back is because of the jury instructions that this Judge McAuliffe, Stephen McAuliffe, gave that jury, which through some sleight of hand made it sound as if everybody has got to pay taxes.
Correct.
So this everybody includes the Browns here, and they're not going back because they have discovered that it is a rigged trial. There is nothing left to do but to assign guilt on this one. They've even made a deal, a plea deal, to tell them, hey, well, you're saying we owe you $625,000. Okay, we'll send you the money. You drop the deal. We're not walking back into your court. The Attorney General for New Hampshire just basically said no.
The U.S. Attorney.
I'm sorry. The U.S. Attorney said no, you're coming to court so we can find you guilty. That's where they're at right now.
So the jury instructions that you're balking at, does that include this notice of criminal forfeiture?
Correct.
And when did the notice of criminal forfeiture come up?
Criminal forfeiture came up in the indictment, the original indictment.
Okay.
And they said the flat out period that if we were convicted of any crime, even the smallest, we will lose all roughly $4 million of our property, both business and private. So you think for committing no crimes, I'm going to allow that to happen?
Well, yeah, they're starting that criminal forfeiture business, and you know, the last I looked at their statutes, it said that the property has to be found guilty of engaging in drug offenses.
I know, we know that. We told them that
in
the motion, and that this judge denied that.
Yeah, they did it to what's his name down there in Florida too. Yeah. That's what they're doing now.
They're totally. Well, I'm not going to allow it on my land, on my turf, on my watch. We've been asking them for 12 years a certified mail return receipt to show us the law. We set this up deliberately to see just how corrupt this whole system was, and now we know. But now we're not just. Now we found out the truth that we have a responsibility to all of our fellow Americans, and it's not to tolerate the unlawlessness of these people. It isn't just the courts; it's the police, it's the governor's office.
I repeat, have you tried a redress of grievance to Congress at all?
There's no time. I would take 5 days of mailing to get it to them. These people are ready to make their move this week.
Ed Brown, hang on a second. Desi, hang on. I'd like to roll a few calls here. Maybe we can get some more input here as to what to do. The clock is ticking on this deal. We got people that are going to go to jail.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, Ed Brown, Desi Andrews, if you guys would, I want to take a few calls here because there's a lot of interest in this. And the more people that we can have that have this information that can use their email trees, fax trees, if people still use those, we're encouraging everybody to get the story out. Because this is just not an individual that you've never met or never heard from before. That they are your friends, they are your neighbors, they are your fellow Americans under attack right now. Okay, let's go to Russ in Texas. You're online with Ed Brown and Desi Andrews. Hello, Russ.
John, God bless you. Thank you, all of you, for what you're doing. I have a comment and a question. First of all, I am just, the thing that shocks me the most is the question is that what is overriding this sense of logic in the mind of the jurors? I was at the Dixon Cannon trial, and I wasn't surprised to see a viper act like a viper. What I was surprised was to see the jury just never even question was some of the things that came out of this judge's mouth. In other words, when the jury came back and asked for clarification of what the law is and asked to see the law, the judge said, "You will not see the law. I will tell you what the law is." And in the closing statement of Arch McCall, who was the attorney representing Dixon Cannon, he never, ever reminded the jury to question that. How can you convict someone when you aren't even allowed to see what the law is?
Exactly.
Well, Russ, when I was on the witness stand, if you were there, you saw me up there as a character witness. I spent about 15 seconds on the stand. When I got up and walked out of that witness box, I just looked at the jury and shrugged my shoulders.
So why wasn't the jury asked at the end in a closing statement by this wimpy attorney that cowered every time the judge flinched? You know, why didn't he remind the jury and plant a doubt in the minds of the jury? Why is this? In other words, who is a jury of my peers? Because if they're people that are willing to give up their constitutional rights in exchange for these statutes, then they're not my peers.
I would agree. I would agree with you.
Did you question that when you voided the jury in?
Did we question it? Yes, ma'am, we sure did.
Did you ask?
As a matter of fact, we put a motion into that effect to the judge. The judge just offhandedly denied.
But in the voir dire process, the jury never even thought they never even realized what that was about.
Thank you.
In a closing argument, then the jury would have a chance to see, to take some of the facts that they'd been denied and maybe put a question in their mind as to why that was.
Exactly, but this judge won't allow it in this case. He won't allow us to even have our witnesses or our evidence put in before the jury to hear. No facts.
And do you have anything, jury instruction, beside the forfeiture instructions? Is there another one?
Well, yeah, the jury instructions that as the plaintiff, U.S. Attorney, ends his case, yeah, the jury instructions they submitted to us on Thursday.
But,
and when we came home and reading the jury instructions, we realized suddenly that this thing is all done. We're going to jail. No matter what happens, the jury's not going to be able to do anything except find us guilty.
Well, the one I'm looking at only has to do with forfeiture. Is there something else that I'm missing here?
Yeah. Are you reading the jury instructions on the case?
Yeah, and it only has to do with forfeiture. Did they have another set of jury instructions?
Well, the manual he gave us. Michael, where's the copy of that jury instruction, please?
Well, okay, so...
What he instructed the jury to do was... They've got to say it again, Michael. Again, he can say it better than I can say it. Let him stand here.
Go ahead, Michael. Michael, go ahead.
On the jury instructions, basically what they did is that, for instance, the tax law says all taxpayers must pay all taxes. The court has reworded that slightly to everyone must pay all taxes. Well, that's not true. And, of course, that's contrary to the defense that we're putting on. Because the law is correct. Taxpayers must pay. If you live in Washington, D.C., you are a taxpayer. You are required to pay all of the federal income tax.
Or if you have a licensed activity.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Or if you have a licensed activity.
Right, or if you're in contract with the federal government or
right. If
you're doing business in
right.
Washington, D.C. But essentially, if you're a taxpayer, then you pay the taxes. But the way they've reworded that particular jury instruction, everyone must pay. One of the others that they changed slightly is they said, I forget exactly how it was worded, but basically that federal law applied over every inch of the United States. And that's not true because anybody can read the Constitution. It's 10 square miles of Washington, D.C., federal buildings, Army bases, Air Force bases, docks, and other needful buildings. That's right in the Constitution. It is not the land inside the sovereign states, not every inch of it.
So you've said that New Hampshire is not a state, is not a state as that term is defined in Title 42. You said that in the court.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
And they totally denied it. He won't even accept it. And what's really shocking to us is that the U.S. attorney doesn't even come in with a counter motion. We file our motion stating whatever we, you know, points that we're bringing up. The judge instantly denies it without even having a counter argument put on by the government.
The jury needs to see that.
Right, well, anybody that has access to PACER wants to pay 8 cents a page, can go pull everything that's been filed in the case.
Which number are your jury instructions?
I forget which number it is. I don't have the docket right here in front of me, but it's about one of the last ones, about 112 or so, somewhere in there.
But that's just forfeiture.
I know that, but that's exactly what we're all upset about, is that they're
completely shutting down our defense, completely.
The jury needs to see repeatedly throughout that trial, in closing arguments, in every opportunity, that that is the case. That why is it that we are not allowed to be privy to the information? Why is it that these motions are not allowed to be brought into this court? Why is it that a reasonable doubt is not allowed to be addressed here?
And
well,
Russ,
our big question is, why is the jury the least informed of anybody in the courtroom?
And that is the crux of this argument. I mean, if you go back to U.S. versus Daugherty, it states right there that the jury has the unreviewable and unreversible power to acquit in disregard of the instructions on the law given by the trial judge.
And the judge already told us that we would instantly be in contempt of court and in jail if we tried any, even one word of jury nullification.
And the jury needs to see that, too.
Well, the judge, of course, is very, you know, I mean, he just goes berserk if he even thinks we're getting close to anything like that.
And you've disqualified the judge for bias and prejudice.
We tried that. We tried disqualifying him two or three times, and he denies all those, too.
Desi, this seems to me a loggerhead situation. They have done everything that they're supposed to do over there, and it's going to be a wait and see.
Well, we even did a little bit more. We tried to go to the appeals court. And the appeals court will not even listen to us until after they're convicted.
Right.
Is it possible
so
to get...
That means they're going to get a minimum of 6 months or a year in prison before the appeals court will even look at the case.
Well, you can ask for an interlocutory appeal on the
we
jury...
We did that, and it was turned
jury.
Down that the clerk would not accept it.
On the jury instructions? As a matter of law?
Not on the jury instructions. On the previous thing about the jurisdiction.
Have you tried it on the jury instructions? Because
no, because that just came out last Thursday, and we haven't been back to court since then, so...
Is it possible to get a temporary restraining order to buy a little more time in order to either get the judge recused or just to get a temporary restraining order to get more time and perhaps pursue some of the remedies that Desi has brought up?
No, they turned down all of that. Basically, the way it ended up for us Thursday night was the judge told us after the jury left the room Thursday night that he expected the trial to wrap up sometime after lunch, which would mean we would have had approximately... about 4 hours for our defense total.
Yeah, I see.
And it would have ended up on a Friday afternoon on a three-day weekend
right.
with the jury spending about 5 minutes, and then finally one of them saying to the other one, look, we're not going to stay here all weekend, just
right.
vote guilty. And we would have been railroaded, so
right.
we don't see any reason to go back.
Russ, Russ, thank you for your call.
God
I appreciate
you.
It. Thank you.
I see from his instructions that he's told the jurors that it will wrap, they'll go through Tuesday and Wednesday.
Well, that's just since we walked out on Friday.
Yeah, yeah. So you haven't tried an interlocutory appeal on the jury instructions because see he's given a matter of law to the jury to be determined as fact.
I understand that, but the appeals court will not accept an interlocutory appeal. That's what I'm trying to tell you. We already went down that road this past week.
Well, then I'd put one up to the Supreme Court.
Well, we have not done that. That would probably be the next step.
Yeah, you can do a writ of error to the Supreme Court or an interlocutory appeal to the Supreme Court on an emergency basis. Do you know who your justice is in your?
Justice Breyer lives about three doors from this house.
So is he the one that's over your circuit?
I'm not sure, but I would imagine he probably is.
Okay. How about the sheriff? Have you contacted the sheriff? The
sheriff's department will not even talk to us. We've had people contact the governor. He will not put anything on. For us, we've investigated going to the New Hampshire Supreme Court to see if they would, you know, use the New Hampshire constitutional protections to help us, and so far we've not had an answer on that.
Does this county sheriff understand the obligations that he is under in this situation?
I do not know that because he will not talk to us.
What county is this in New Hampshire?
Sullivan. What county are you in? Sheriff Prozo in Sullivan County.
Sullivan County?
Right.
And the man's name again?
Sheriff Prozo.
Well, that's one thing you can do, John. You can tell people to call the sheriff.
That's exactly what I was going to do.
Ed's just said that the sheriff knows him personally, so he's obviously aware of what's going on. Again, this is not an overnight thing. This has been happening for 12 years. So everyone up here, New Hampshire is a small community, and everybody knows everybody else, and everyone's aware of what's happening here.
And you're three doors from Justice Breyer?
I don't know. How far are we from Justice Breyer? How far are we from Stephen Breyer's house?
House?
Yeah. About a quarter mile from Justice Breyer's house.
Well, if you don't mind me making a suggestion here,
he's
Michael.
He's not home.
I was going to say, Michael, get down there and beat on his door.
We already thought of that. He's
okay.
Not home.
All right. Let me take another call here. Phil in Florida. Hello, Phil.
John.
Yes.
I think you have the answer to this problem on Derry Brownfield's show this morning. People should download that to their hard drive and study it and study it and study it, because get out of these federal courts, they're nothing but a place to slide you right into the prison without a Chinaman's chance, as the old expression goes.
And Phil and Desi and Michael, look.
Ed's back.
Ed? Okay, Ed. Here's been our problem with this. We're at a loggerhead. We are claiming the jurisdiction. They're claiming their jurisdiction.
Right.
They're making us little statute corporatized citizens.
Yes, sir.
They're saying that the law applies to us. We're arguing that it doesn't. They're not allowing us to bring any evidence into court that would absolutely, without a doubt, prove that. So,
would you like an answer to that problem?
Yeah,
Phil. Stay the hell out of federal court.
Well,
what you do when you get one of these letters of demand from the danged IRS, you write them back and you say, "What is the law?"
Phil, they've done all that, and that's
Phil.
I mean,
yes,
all right. If they refuse and they want to put a lien or something against you, then you sue them in state court.
We've
done all that.
Been there, done that. They move it right up to federal.
Okay.
You got to prevent them from moving it.
Yes,
Desi.
We're doing that.
Yes, Desi.
The email address is sheriff@sullivancounty-nh.com. You might put that on your website and have people email this guy. Or the phone number is 603-863-4200.
Slowly.
The phone number?
Yes.
603-863-4200. His name is Michael Prozzo, P-R-O-Z-Z-O. His email is sheriff@Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N, county-nh.com. And I think the sheriff needs to answer to people why he isn't doing his constitutional duty of protecting his citizen.
I couldn't have said it better.
And he said to me, quote, Mr. Brown, he said, Ed, actually, he said, because we were on first name basis. He said, Ed, he said, I'm going to, because he got heated in the argument, he said, I'm going to do exactly what the state tells me to do. I said, Michael, I said, we voted for you here in the county. I worked in two of your elections to get you voted in, and you're going to tell me that you're going to take the orders from the state and not the county here in Sullivan? He said, that's what I'm going to do.
The sole function of a public officer is to protect his citizens and their property. That's his sole job.
I will make a suggestion here. Do you, Ed, do you have any friendly magistrates in Sullivan County?
No, sir.
None?
None.
Because we ran into a situation in Michigan, in Antrim County, where they were trying to shove through an Agenda 21 issue.
Yes, sir.
The prosecutor, the county sheriff was on board. The state, of course, was backing them. It was going to come down to a fist fight or bullets flying or whatever the case may be.
Yes.
What they did was went and talked to a magistrate, laid out the game plan of what Agenda 21 was, how this goes against property. She basically told the county sheriff in Antrim County, unless you want to be spending time in your own jail, I suggest you back off of this deal. Now, you have nobody down there that you can go to.
Not as far as judicial is concerned. They passed their own law and stole full autonomy, and they're all working in collusion. They're all for their own personal enrichment. Article 73A of the New Hampshire Constitution was literally stolen by changing the last paragraph, giving them full power to decide whatever they want to decide, whatever they say is God's word.
Well, that's a revised constitution of this state. I mean,
that's correct.
Yeah, I mean,
for many years we spent fighting that whole battle to no avail.
All right, let me take one more call here. Alan in Kansas. Hello, Alan.
Hi,
Alan, you there? Go ahead.
Yeah. I don't know much. I've got an abridged sixth edition of Black Flaw Dictionary, and I'm looking at Claims Court, U.S. Let me read two lines. They're kind of long, but they're not that long. This federal court was established in 1982 and succeeds to all the original jurisdiction formerly exercised by the Court of Claims as now provided in 28 U.S.C.A. 1498 as sequel. The court has jurisdiction to render money judgments upon any claim against the United States founded either upon the Constitution or any act of Congress or any regulation of any executive department or upon any express or implied in fact contract with the United States or for liquidated or unliquidated damages in cases not sounding in tort. Now, I'm trying to tell to Mr. Brown, I've been to war, and I haven't learned much, but I know one thing. You cannot win the battle if you do not survive. I'm asking you, sir, survive.
Well, sir, I'm here to tell you something, once and for all, to everybody. I've been watching these people slaughter and butcher and maim people in this country and all over the world for the last 64 years of my life, or actually for the last 43 out of the last 64 years of my life, and I've had it.
I understand.
They're going to cease and stop right now. I put my heels in, and I'm telling these people to knock it off.
I understand you're losing hope. I'm trying to give you hope.
No, Alan, what he's basically saying, I mean, he even offered to pay this $625,000 that he does not owe them.
Cash.
And what he's telling them is, that's it. I am not going to get slam dunked. The man is making his stand. There is no compromising for this individual because he's already been compromised. We'll be right back.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
All right, let me take one more call here, and then I want to wrap this up. Alan in Kansas, the man has made his statement. Obviously, he's if he was into his niceties and his bricks and mortar, and he saw things of more importance, material things, well, then that might be worth compromising. But this man has got more to lose than most people I've known. And as he said, out of the 43 years cognitively out of his life, he's tired of seeing people butchered and jailed and harassed and whatever. This is not happening anymore. They have made their decision. And I thank you for your call, Adam. Alan, Clinton, Texas, real quick. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
It's Clint.
Go ahead.
All right. What you have to do is you have to look at this like a hostage situation. All right?
No.
You have to put it in personal perspective to your judge, your jury, and all the official offenses that are coming at you.
This is called the Alamo. That's what you got to look at it as, the Alamo. We're here to protect and defend the nation. That's what we're here for, against an enemy that is domestic,
right.
Foreign and domestic. That's what we're doing here.
That's
for
right.
You, for you, sir, and for everybody else in this country. Why would somebody so have a beautiful life, with everything, the American dream, we worked our butts off, we did it all. We have it all. Thank you. Why would we could have just walked away and retired and lived happily ever after in some other country, whatever the case may be, but instead we put it all on the line so that you will not one day be butchered down the road by these people or lose your property or your children to be kidnapped or inoculated with some kind of poisons or the atmosphere be destroyed and so on, okay?
Right.
So we're here to take the stands. Our heels are dug in. If they want to come and take us out because of that, so be it.
Right.
But it's not going to be easy. And I know you mean that you agree with me on that. I understand that. But you've got to take an attitude of this same thing the same way, because if we don't join forces together and stop these people, they're going to roll over us like a lawnmower, chop us to pieces.
That's it. Clint, I appreciate your call. Thank you. Desi, we only have a couple minutes left here. I have left instructions to listening audience. I've left instructions with Mr. Brown here that if we are live on the air, they make a move against him. And whether we're live or not, I don't care if they move on this guy at 3:00 in the morning. I don't care. I'm standing by. We will break in live on this network because we're going to cover this, ladies and gentlemen, because I am sick and tired of this. More people have found different ways to get everybody off track, to undermine what other people are doing. No, these people are not stopping. Our lives and our property are on the line. And this gentleman right here and his wife, with much more to lose than many of you have in this listening audience right now, that's not the deal. And people like this making this stand, you and the listening audience out there have got to appreciate what these people are putting up, what they're willing to lose, up to and including their life, not just for themselves, but for you also out there, listening audience. I hope you understand that. And understand this, that today it's Ed Brown, tomorrow it's going to be you. And if you think that's not the case, you think you can lick their boots to stay out of their way, that you are wrong. You are dead wrong. Desi, I want to thank you for coming up on the program with us today. And Ed, you and Desi, you guys going to stay in contact with each other?
Yeah, you're going to have to give me his contact information.
Okay, well, Desi, just hang on a second. We'll bring you down here. And Ed, as I said, this network is at your disposal. Anything happens, I don't care what time of the day it is, we're here for you.
I appreciate that, John. I will call you on that number.
All right, and I'll probably give you a phone call. I know things have been rather hectic here. I'll probably give you a phone call later on tonight, if not tonight, tomorrow morning. But
morning would probably be better.
Okay, real good. I will do exactly that then, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All righty, Ed. Thank you, Desi. Thank you, Michael Avery. Thank all of you people out there that are peace-loving individuals. You want your life back. You don't want your property messed with. We want our republic back. It's on the line. How do you stand?
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.com.